Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 25th of November, recording at 9:47:48, that is, p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what were some of the highlights here today? First, let's take the Asia-Pacific stock markets. Japan had another good day. It's just been very firm here over the last week, fortnight, I suspect, but up another 1.5% for the Nikkei, and a key reason for that is that the yen has weakened further against the dollar. So you remember it was sort of trading below the 100 level, and a month ago it must have been down around 93, 94, but as I speak, we are at 101.63 yen to the U.S. dollar. So that looks good occurring at this latter stage of this medium-term consolidation, which I feel is the first step above the base. And the first step above the base, which is usually a medium-term consolidation, is then followed by a strong run. So, you know, I continue to like Japan, and we've liked it over the last year, as veteran subscribers will know. Now, elsewhere, we had some modest gains in Australia, up a third of a point. China. The China indices are all a little bit lower, not much, less than half a percentage point all around. So it's just a pause here after the gains that they'd seen earlier in the month. Although I noticed that Taiwan is firmer here, 0.87 of a percent. Korea a little higher. India had a good day in here today, up 2% here for the Nifty and almost as much for the Sensex Index. I suspect Raghuram Rajan, if that's how you pronounce his name, but he's this impressive new central bank governor that was appointed back in September that I have written about, and he gets mentioned in here again today. He managed to push the rupee back up, or on the chart you'll see back down against the U.S. dollar, the dollar chart. So the rupee's firmer in here, and really India's market's been moving on a daily basis. You know, if the rupee weakens, India stock market weakens, and if the rupee firms a little bit, well, up goes India's stock market. So this looks good here. If it can hold around this, hold above this 20,000 level psychologically, I think that would be good. But this is a volatile market, and we are heading towards what's probably going to be a volatile environment overall as that U.S. QE tapering commences. And I am very much of the view that it will commence, but probably not before the first quarter of next year. Elsewhere, quiet action on the ASEAN side. Now, looking at European indices, mostly stronger. It's only Italy that was a little bit lower, and that was only down 0.2 of a percent. Not big gains, but steady, but India's still ranging. It's been ranging. I beg your pardon. The European markets are still ranging. They've been ranging for over a month now. Now on Wall Street, liked the news of the Iran conflab settlement. I should call it a partial settlement, and we had pre-market gains, which were not bad. For instance, the NASDAQ pre-market got up to nearly 1809, But the gains were pared back as the day developed, and really closed around the lows. The Dow was up 7 points, and the S&P was down a couple. These are very small percentage moves, but effectively pre-market strength, and then it was gradually pegged back to mixed to at the actual close on the day. Now, we saw a number of these other market. Well, let me just run through some of the others here. Canada, just down a fraction, and Mexico, 0.75%, and 1% on Brazil. Now, the Iran story caused a little bit of excitement in the commodity markets, and which are so often volatile, as you will well know. The main plays were in the oil markets, and they decided that this was going to be very good news, and so oil fell down. I mean, Brent fell down to 108.05, but it's trading after hours here back above 110. It's actually $110.88. So, $2.80 above the lows that we saw in here today. And the WTI crude, which got down to 93.08, that's currently at 94.17. So Brent down a fraction on the day, and 67 cents down on the WTI. Industrial metals mostly a little firmer, although the exceptions are tin and aluminium. Aluminium down of just a fraction overall. Some of these softs are a little bit firmer in here. Corn, wheat, soybeans, a little bit, just edged a little bit higher. Coffee, a little bit higher. Cotton, cotton's firmer in here today. Precious metals. This was interesting because on the Iran news, they sold them off, and we saw gold bullion get down to 12.25 and 55 cents, but it's $25 above that right now. We're trading more. We see gold is currently at 12.51 and change, and we have a small upside key day reversal on the gold, and we also have a small upside key day reversal on the silver. Now, both of these are oversold. They've been very orderly. They've been in steady retreat, going down towards, well, it's I think it was those end of June or 1st of July lows that we saw in silver and gold, and they had, going from memory now, but I think they had just drifted down through other support over the last few months to get close as they got closer to that end of June, beginning of July lows, I should say, because it applies to both of them. And then we see these upside key day reversals. Now, they're not big and dramatic, and they're not accompanied by any news, but we do have these oversold markets, as I mentioned. And if we get some decent follow-through tomorrow, that I think would certainly trigger at least a short covering rally, and quite possibly some buying. I'll post those charts a little later on. And what else to mention in here today? The bond prices a little bit higher, so that'll mean the yields are a little bit lower. USGG 10. Let me just put this up. See where we are on this, and it is drifted down to 2.7265. So still below that 2.8 level that I talked about. So more ranging here in this medium-term consolidation before they go higher, or I should say redistribution, I guess. Okay, and I think that's pretty much it on Monday. So all the very best to all of you.